This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's coming up right after this.
Time now for the guy who would rather watch Star Wars than have sex.
Hey, babe. I was talking to the girls over at Delta Gamma, and they were thinking you and I should drop by and have a little fun.
Hold on one second. This is the best part. Vader's got Luke cornered.
Come on, honey. Why don't you corner me in the DG house? There's a sorority full of girls just dying to feel your force.
Oh, wow. Just look at the way Vader swings his lightsaber. Wait. Luke's about to get his hand cut off.
You know, we'd really like to see the way you swing your lightsaber. I told all the girls about it.
Dude, here it comes. Vader's gonna tell Luke he's his father. That's not true! That's impossible!
Come to the dark side, Luke.
Baby, you can come to the dark side if you want, right now.
I'll never turn to the dark side. I'm Luke Skywalker.
Fine, forget it. You're more like Luke Skywhacker. Enjoy going Han Solo tonight, dork.
You know, those are two separate characters, and actually it's pronounced Han, not Han. See, Han was actually a Carillion orphan who became a smuggler, and Luke was the son of Anakin who became a Jedi.
All right, that's enough.
This has been the guy who would rather watch Star Wars than have sex.
Oh, that is so sad.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We're going to hook up with the lovely comedian Allie Breen. And there she is on the big screen. Hi, Allie.
Hi, guys.
Allie, did you go to the University of Massachusetts?
I did, yes.
Oh. You know who also went there?
Who?
Dr. J.
Oh.
Julie Serving.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
ABA.
They had great basketball program.
The reason I bring it up in the news, Allie, from the University of Massachusetts, they had to have 28 ambulances taken to various parties last weekend because of a... A new fad from TikTok. It involves filling a gallon jug with booze and downing it with a mixture of booze and some other stuff. It's called the Borg. I don't know if you've heard about this.
No, that's perfect for Zoo Mass, though. That's what they call it. That Zoo is Mass? Party school.
Yeah.
Really?
Zoo Mass. Yeah, it's a TikTok thing, and the name Borg is kind of a giveaway. Because it stands for Blackout Rage Gallons. So the fact that the word blackout's right there in the title should give you a hint. But in any event, last weekend, 28 ambulances.
My God.
No one died this week. But, what's your drink of choice, Allie? Are you a drinker?
I like Bailey's a lot in the winter, and I like really girly drinks in the summer, like Malibu Bay Breeze kind of things. Okay. White wine, very girly. Yeah. Okay.
And what was one we had this morning? A Sunny D infused with vodka is now coming in the can.
Seltzer. Ooh. Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Do you prefer it in the can?
Oh, God.
Sorry. You don't have to answer that, Allie.
No, Allie.
I will not answer. Not falling for it.
Stay down.
Allie Breen is a very fine comedian.
She often appears on
Kennedy on television and other things. Do we have any letters to help people with their love lives, Allie?
Yes, we do. Dear Allie, I'm a single mom of a teen son who often has his friends over to our home. I was having a little solo fun one afternoon, thinking I was alone, when one of my son's friends walked in on me.
Yes!
Oh. I was horrified when it happened, and it made things very awkward around his friends. But since then, I found myself very turned on at the thought of getting caught.
Oh.
I now seek out risky places where I could potentially be caught by males or females. I know this is weird, but it's become a very strong fetish. Should I get help?
No.
Yes.
Live your life.
Yes.
My gosh.
Not get help. You're a sick individual.
Wait, no, you are not.
Is this Stacy's mom?
Yeah. Yeah, she's got it going on.
Yeah, she does.
I think there are certain issues that could crop up, depending on where this took place.
I think you're fine. Just, you know.
Just don't get caught.
Make sure it's in front of people of age.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe don't do it in the middle of an Oshkosh Bagosh.
good choice.
But other than that.
Or Cinderella's castle.
Oh, I bet that'd be something. Wouldn't that be a thrill?
Gosh.
Just totally whack naked. It in the right there.
That would change Disney for a lot of kids.
I don't think this is that unusual. I think there are people that this is really their thing. I'm not one of them.
I think she needs electroshock therapy or something.
She's making people's day. Yeah, for the most part.
Electroshock therapy, she'll probably just love it. It'll be her new thing.
Institutionalize her. She needs to be watched.
There's a. Did you ever see that Woody Allen movie, Everything You Ever Want to Know About Sex, But We're Afraid to Ask?
I never saw that one.
There's a very funny scene with, I think it's Louise Lasser. And Woody Allen, and that's the only thing that turns her on is doing it in public.
Oh,
and
whoa.
He's driving around in a Ferrari or something. It's very funny.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Allie Breen, by the way, it's Allibreen with Sexy Time. Tell us your love troubles. We'll try to help. We'll see what we can do. What do you got?
Dear Allie, I'm very good friends with a coworker and we talk all the time. My wife's getting more and more annoyed by it, and she's now accusing me of emotional cheating. Oh. Is that even a thing?
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, I think it is a thing, yeah.
So, in my book, that's... Oh, boy.
Worse than the real?
Yes. Really? To me, that kind of cheating is worse than if you just had sex with somebody. I think I might be in the minority here, but that's just how I...
I don't think you're in the minority. And I think especially women feel that way when men are involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rather than... Don't you think?
But doesn't that have to include regular cheating? If it's just like an emotional connection? Like if you're cheating with someone and it's a one-night stand versus an emotional affair, it's a big deal. But if you're close with a coworker or you're banging a coworker, I'd be way more upset about the banging thing.
Isn't that the interesting thing?
See, that's interesting to me.
What kind of emotional cheating would be worse than regular cheating for you, Josh?
Like
laughing at your jokes.
Are you saying that would be a sign? I think.
Somebody crazy enough to laugh at anything.
No, I'm just. I'm gonna go to bed early so that I can wake up, so that I can the night goes by quicker, so I can wake up and see to work.
That's an affair of the heart.
Or telling someone things that you would not tell your spouse or your partner.
I think that's
worse.
There's nothing worse than finding out from someone else too. Like if the coworker was like, "Oh, you know, Joe was doing this and this," and the wife's like, "What? Joe didn't tell me this.
He was Xeroxing her what?"
Or like if they're texting,
she
at
was
night,
riding the Xerox and... machine with no panties. What?
Does anyone still do that?
I don't know. Can you still do that?
It is a thing, but just reassure your wife that's not what's happening here. You're just...
Honey, if you were nicer, I'd talk
friends.
To you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're just good friends.
And maybe misery loves company. They're just complaining about work, and so they bond that way? Like, are you guys
bond
that way?
There's something to be said for that, too.
Hmm. Right.
Yeah, it must be weird.
Yeah, you need friends at work.
Working around people that are difficult and demanding.
Yeah.
You know, you got to buddy up
people
with
you can't wait to see in the morning when you get to work.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
That sounded sarcastic.
Let's take
years
our next letter.
Years and years of it.
Allie Breen, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E, and you'll find Allie on the various social media platforms. Weigh in with your question. What else we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I broke up with my girlfriend 2 months ago, and she still stays in touch with my mom. We were together for 5 years, so they were close, but isn't this inappropriate at this point? Who should I tell to dump whom?
Wait, it's only been 2 months?
And you were together for 5 years.
It'll slow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't.
It might not. My mom comments on everything my ex posts. They're like pals, dude. They love each other.
Oh, boy. Social media is.
How can I get mad at that, though?
Exactly. And that's social media is so much wider, you know?
Huh. Yeah, it allows you to keep those relationships going for a long time.
I think you have to give this one like a year.
Yeah, don't worry. When she brings it up at Thanksgiving, well, it's a shame that Patty's not here. I liked her a lot. Oh, hi, Sylvia.
Especially if Patty starts going out and getting more, you know, booty. She'll slowly stop talking to your mom.
Oh, did you see Patty's new boyfriend?
Hang on a second. In your scenario, even the names are older. Patty and Sylvia.
Well, I wanted to make sure I didn't touch on a name that was actually something valid in the history of anyone's lives around here.
Okay.
I mean, I could have made that much, much worse very easily.
All right. We all know that.
Yeah, that's awkward.
It'll fade, especially when you do both start dating somebody else. It's all right.
Just ignore it.
I think it's cute. You care what your mother does. I think that's real cute. Or you like your mother.
Yeah. I love mom.
That's real nice.
Okay. Allie, let's get to our next letter, please.
Dear Allie, I just started dating an amazing girl. She's 26, and she's been divorced twice. How big of a red flag is this?
Well, you're asking the wrong group here.
You know, sometimes people, love bug bites.
Christy,
and
did
then,
you have any divorces prior to being 26?
People certainly change.
One,
okay.
I had one.
I don't think it's a red flag at all.
No.
They were the wrong...
They weren't the right people.
Yeah.
She didn't stick around.
You just said she's amazing.
Yeah, so why...
focus on that for now.
Right.
So wouldn't the indication be everyone thinks she's amazing and they get married and then she divorces them quickly?
Or maybe maybe she was in love. They divorced her. We don't know. We don't know the story. They could have.
But either way, it would be kind of a red flag to get divorced that quickly. I would think so. Under 26.
Under 26, I think it might be... just take it slow. Don't rush into getting married.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, if she were a widow twice,
then I'd be concerned.
And they both died under similar circumstances.
Well,
you know, he fell down the stairs.
Unless she has a particular fetish, like I only date 98-year-olds.
There you go.
Then she'd probably be very rich if that was the case.
Well, I would keep working and see what happens. Let's get to our next letter. Allie Breen is our guest with Sexy Time. What do you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend always wants to try new sexual positions that I guess he probably saw in porn.
Mm-hmm.
I tried telling him that that girl is just pretending to love it and it's not really real. She probably doesn't actually love it, but he insists it'll make me go nuts. But I seriously just want a non-acrobatic, normal sex life.
I want to talk. I want to talk to this guy. Just hang out.
Joe, you see this last minute? Look at this girl. She likes it. Why can't you like it? She likes it. Look at her.
Yeah, I can answer this very quickly. Allie, in a porno book, one thing you never hear a woman say is no.
Well, that's because it's very problematic.
You also never hear her say when they're like, you like that? No, I don't like that at all. Yeah.
I think you're both kind of right. She is acting in the porno, but there are plenty of adult actresses who do like what they do.
Of course.
Now, there are others that have guns pointed at them from off screen, but that's a different story.
And hopefully they're all just real guns. Some sort of drugs.
Sometimes
not really.
just the drugs.
Are you going to go with your standard, this is what he's into, you're going to have
No. But I am going to go, if it's something you're comfortable trying, try it.
Compromise, and
if you don't like
right?
it, tell him. If it's something you absolutely know you're not comfortable doing, just tell him that too.
All I know is when Richie and Janice would sleep together on The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
Richie would hold a gun to her head, but he took the clip out.
Okay.
Oh, man. I forgot about that.
What a great episode.
That is a tender,
tender
man.
That Richie guy, I'm starting to think he was kind of a bad guy.
No. Meat is burned.
What are you going to do, cry now?
Oh, boy.
Bam, blam!
Negotiate, and like whatever he wants to do to you, you can do to him, maybe. Or if it's try anything Tuesdays, then Wednesdays you get your way. You know what I mean?
No.
No.
Just say no.
Tom, what did you refer that to as? Quim pro quo?
Yeah. Quim pro quo. No. Tell him no.
Yeah. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Come on.
It's just going to get weirder.
You think it's a gateway?
Or you can pretty soon
the guy's going to walk in carrying an animal in a cage. What's that for? Well, I was watching this
movie. This girl loved it.
And, it's hard to get a... I rented this lemur. We're gonna need some.
No, what's Cousin Eddie get? The rubber sheets and gerbils or something?
Oh, God.
Okay, we have time for one more letter, Allie. Allie Breen, once again, can be reached. Allibreen. And on social media platforms of your choice. What have you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I'm 49 and I just found out my husband has been having a 3-year affair. He told me because he ended it with her and she's been threatening to ruin him at home and at work. I'm so mad. We started sleeping in different rooms right now, but it's actually like he expects me to forgive him and actually defend him if she goes nuts. If I leave him, I have to start dating again at 50. I still love him. What should I do?
You team up with the ex. You team up with that girl and you ruin him, obviously.
No. What?
He's like, oh, poor me. Poor me, until he finds someone else.
Ma'am, I'm truly sorry that you are going through that. I really am. I'm also truly sorry that you thought we were the people to ask about this very legitimate relationship issue you're having.
You obviously need to write to another show. There are plenty out there.
Couldn't you write to the authorities? This is extortion, isn't it?
No, not yet. Not yet.
She hasn't done anything yet.
How is she trying to ruin him? What does that even mean?
Telling her, yeah.
You already know. So
no, but
he's out of the picture, but you don't have to forgive him.
It sounds like there's a work component at work here.
Well, she's saying, hey,
she can ruin him at work, right?
Sounds like it's not your problem. You should get divorced and get your half and get out. Also dating at 50 is not that bad,
I'm
sure.
She still loves him. There are plenty of relationships.
Dude, does she? Did that say that in the letter?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
There are plenty of relationships that survive that.
But it sounds like he only told her because she threatened that she was going to tell him.
Well, of course. You're not going to volunteer that information.
You deserve better.
Yeah.
That's 3 years. I've never even been in a relationship as long as that affair.
You know what?
Yeah, that's
possible. No,
you
know what?
Willie.
No, shut up. You know what? It is possible. She doesn't deserve better. Okay, that's possible.
Shut up.
Maybe she's a raving bitch. Okay, this happens in life.
Again, I'd like to say sorry.
You wrote the wrong show.
I'm sorry. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
How long was I out?
Yeah. Okay.
He might have another one going on the side too. By the way, this is just the one you found out about.
No.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we've been of no help today.
I think Jess's team up with the ex was pretty helpful. Or team up with the affair girl.
Don't take his side. Yeah. He got caught. He's not sorry.
He didn't get caught.
He didn't get caught. He told about it.
Because he was going to get caught.
Right. Exactly.
Did you ever listen to Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers?
I loved those guys.
The car fixing show.
Yes.
And every once in a while they'd go back to someone they gave advice to.
Mm-hmm. No.
And often it worked out fine, but sometimes it was a disaster.
Every now and then they would say, hey, you need to get rid of that car.
Yes, they did.
Yes. And get another car. Uh-huh. A what? A newer car.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.